It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Late last week, the American Forest Resource Council and the California Forestry Association submitted formal comments to the U.S. Forest Service supporting the rescinding of the 2001 Roadless Area Conservation Rule. I want to talk about that this morning with Nick Smith from AFRC. Nick, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So explain what led to submitting these comments. Where are things at in the process? I know that with the newer administration, there have been a lot of things sort of evolving in the area of forest issues.
Well, Kyle, I would start by talking about what the roadless rule is. The roadless rule was imposed in the final hours of Bill Clinton's presidency, and it imposed sweeping restrictions on nearly 60 million acres of national forest system lands across the U.S. And, you know, these acres include millions of acres that are at high risk of severe wildfire. The problem for us is that the Clinton-era rule prohibits or severely restricts road construction and active forest management, which makes it extremely difficult for the Forest Service to access these lands and manage these landscapes, even when fire risk is high. And when, you know, fires inevitably come, the roadless rule has made it more difficult for firefighters to safely access these areas and contain these fires before they burn out of control. So AFRC and Cal Forest late last week submitted our joint formal comments urging the Forest Service to rescind this outdated one-size-fits regulation.
So you feel like it has kind of really failed to help management?
Well, you know, in our mind, the roadless rule reflects a do-nothing approach to our forests, the belief that forests are best protected by locking them up. That hasn't worked. Since Clinton imposed the roadless rule, 8 million acres have burned in these roadless areas. And so, as I mentioned, you know, a lot of these areas are at, you know, high risk of wildfire. So, you know, we think rescinding the roadless rule is one step towards giving our public land managers the ability to do more work on the ground.
Now, in these areas, have there been thinning and fuel treatments going on?
Unfortunately, in roadless areas, you know, it's really hard to do active forest management because you need some kind of roaded access. And while, you know, in certain areas, you know, technically you could do treatments in roadless areas, it's really hard. I mean, it's hard for the Forest Service to do thinnings in areas that are, you know, open and available for active forest management. And so, you know, we see the roadless rule as you know, one step towards, I'd say, bringing some sanity to our system of federal forest management and enable, you know, the Forest Service to go in there and do more treatments.
Now, what led to the agency looking at this issue again?
Well, you know, elections matter. And, you know, we had 4 years of President Biden. Now we have a second Trump administration. And I think, you know, this administration and this Forest Service is very much intent on doing more on our national forests in terms of, you know, active forest management, reducing the risks of wildfire, keeping public lands, you know, safer and accessible. And so, you know, rescinding the roadless rule, I think, is one thing that this administration is looking at doing.
Now, for folks here in the Umpqua Valley, obviously this applies to a lot of land, but it also kind of hits closer to home based on some of the roadless area being part of the Archie Creek fire.
That's absolutely right. In fact, I was on the Umpqua National Forest last week in some roadless areas that had burnt very severely in our Archie Creek fire. And it was clear to us when we were out on the Umpqua that, you know, the roadless rule really hasn't done its job to, quote unquote, protect these forests. And especially in areas where roadless areas intersect with the wildland urban interface, communities like Glide, Steamboat, that are near these roadless areas. And so we think, you know, rescinding the roadless rule, you know, could give our public land managers sort of more opportunity to do those treatments where they're needed.
Any idea of a timeline for where the Forest Service might make a decision one way or the other?
I would expect to see a more formal policy from the administration in several months. And so we just got through the period where the Forest Service sought public input. As we've discussed, AFRC has shared its opinion. And so the agency is going to be, you know, analyzing those comments, analyzing the legal pathways for rescinding or reforming the roadless rule. So I would tell your audience to stay tuned.
So the comment period then is over, correct?
That is correct. It ended on Friday the 19th.
All right. So this will move forward. Like a lot of things in this whole topic of forest management, you talk about a decision in a few months, and you get further into implementation of that. By the time you're there, you've got another presidential election where things could shift the other way.
Well, that's true. I mean, well, the election is still 3 years away. Certainly, there's a midterm election next year, but you know, whether it's a Republican administration or a Democratic administration, we think that the Forest Service and the BLM should be actively managing their forests for multiple values and benefits, timber being one, clean air, clean water, good wildlife habitat. And we can't do that with our federal forests so overstocked and so ripe for wildfire. We need these lands to be managed.
You mentioned being down here last week. How big an area did you get to take a look at and kind of survey?
We had the opportunity to take a national reporter out to see the conditions, because it's, you know, one thing to, you know, talk about these policies, you know, especially in partisan terms. But, you know, it's another thing to, you know, go out in these landscapes, see the real threats that these forests are facing, and to see where, you know, or how arbitrary policies like the roadless rule impact the Forest Service's ability to manage these forests. And so the Umpqua National Forest in particular have areas that are at severe risk of wildfire. And, you know, rescinding the rule, you know, is one step. We also need to take another look at how we can modernize the Northwest Forest Plan.
All right. Nick Smith of the American Forest Resource Council, thanks for being on this morning. Give us an update.
Thanks for having me.
All right. 8:39 at the Morning Report.
Insurance.